Wes, what did you think of that day out there? A bit of stop and start?
Yeah, it was a bit different. I think sort of this game so far has been a little bit stop start, and I guess you get used to it as cricketers. But it was nice to get a few more overs out today, and I thought our bowlers toiled well and they played some good innings out there on that wicket. So hopefully our batters can do the same tomorrow.
The wicket's playing quite well. You came out with a plan of bowling short. How did that... Was that discussed at sort of lunchtime? Was it just something Travis came up with?
I think we talk about a lot in pre-seasons about on wickets like this, how we're going to go about it and how we're going to create wickets. And we sort of mixed through a few plans of wide with our catches in place and some short ball bowling. It looked like we were in the game with the short ball, so we continued to bowl it. And luckily enough, we got the reward of Hughes's wicket. And we thought we might have been in the game with Pattinson, but we didn't get that wicket. So that was sort of our thought process going through. It seemed to be easy for them getting on the front foot and playing a channel line unless it's early in their innings. So we had to resort to something, and that's what we did.
You bowled quite a few number of overs. You also had a bat out there. How's the wicket looking?
Yeah, it's nice. I only faced one ball and against the best off spinner in the world, or in Australia has ever had. So. Yeah, I didn't see too much, but from the bowling innings, yeah, it looks like a good batting wicket, and hopefully, like I said, we can bat well tomorrow.
And you can hang around there as the night watchman?
I hope so. I've never been night watchman before. I was pretty nervous before I went out, so I know they've got a quality bowling attack, so I'm going to, hopefully get some runs.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.